Hi guys. Okay, so welcome back to Real Talk with Mo. This is, I don't know if I'm your favorite girl, but this is Mo. Okay, so on the show today, is it a show?
Yeah. It's the show. Today, it's the show.
Miss B. Yeah. My home girl. My baby girl.
So for life.
It's called the BG for life. Yo, I'm
trying. People don't need to hear our secret. No. It is not for people. They don't need to know. Carry on.
Oh my god. Okay, so on today's episode, we've got Bridget. Her name is Bridget. She's my friend, my very good friend, my only friend basically here in the UK. And she's gonna be helping me boost my brain. Because, will I say, my brain only malfunctioned based on today's episode. But anyways, today we're going to be still self-love, which is kind of my favorite topic. Bridget, I hope that's your favorite topic too.
That is all I'm practicing right now, babe. But you go ahead.
Okay, cool. So, quick one. I was checking, I think it was Instagram yesterday. I can't remember. Actually, I was looking at something that had to do with relationship and stuff. And I saw this this post of this guy who's been dating this girl for a couple of years now. But apparently, the story, I get as it be. But anyways, they've been together for 4 months. But apparently he had a girlfriend who he had proposed to, who the family knew about, but he didn't tell his girlfriend.
Yeah.
One way or the other, she found out. And when she asked him, I mean, he came up clean. He came out, you know, yeah, this is what it is. It's not like I didn't want to tell you, but I didn't want to hurt your feelings. Yeah, you know those stuff guys do. But any which ways, I mean, expectedly, the girl is supposed to, you know, get angry and allow it. But, you know, she felt really cool with it. And she's like, okay, cool. It's fine. As far as you don't love her, it's me you love. No wahala. Let's keep it going. Time went on, you know, this girl was, you know, so in love with her. Bear in mind, my nigga wasn't spending a dime on her, which is, to be honest, personally, my love is important too, but money comes first, I bet, not this. But anyways.
So wait. The girl that took him back. Yeah. He's not spending on her.
Yeah. He's not spending on her.
So who's he spending on?
Well, okay, we don't know, but apparently it has to be the other girl.
Okay.
But yeah, along the line, you know, things went on. Their relationship was really getting smooth and stuff. Everything was going well. You know, there was never a reason for the other girl to be in the picture, or they never had to bring the conversation up.
Cool.
You know, things were going smooth. All of a sudden, she was pregnant. She got pregnant.
Okay.
He told him and he's like, oh, he's not ready to have a child, you know, he still has a lot to sort out, you know, they need to be financially stable. He should give excuses, blah, blah, blah. And she got rid of it. B, their relationship went on for a year and I think probably a year and a half. Mm-hmm. Best believe, along that 1.5 years we they don't date together. My guy don't marry. You don't even get picking with day on the way to come. Yeah. He got married to this other girl and they had a baby on the way. When his supposedly girlfriend found out and asked him, and he's like, oh, well, you know, it wasn't something he could handle. Like, he didn't have control over it because, you know, his family, you know, were the ones who matched with him, so he couldn't.
Okay.
So, if you were the girl, please, what would you do?
Why must you bring it to me? I'm a bit crazy. Like, what would I do?
I'm just asking. Because I'm going to give my own opinion. Bear in mind, this girl has been through shitty relationships. Like, she's been dumped so many times.
Yeah.
And she finally thought this guy was her last bus stop.
Yeah.
What would you do?
Well, to be very, very, very honest, can I analyze the situation?
Go ahead, please, feel free.
Okay.
Feel free.
I'd rather analyze the situation because once the guy came clean and they started, they started a fresh start or whatever, there must have been certain signs that she must have seen.
Definitely.
Yeah. Including him not spending on her at all. That is a red flag. There must have been signs. You can't just tell me you were fully in love and you didn't see certain things coming.
That's a fact.
Right? So right now, from all the factors that I've given, we're dealing with someone that has zero self-love, zero self-confidence, zero nothing.
But I mean,
I'm trying to...
Before we finish, we talked about someone who has zero confidence. What's your ideal definition of self-love?
Self-love is an understanding you and understanding what makes you happy and not settle for less, as in literally what I said, don't settle for less. If you no matter how in love you are with this person, if this person does not reach up to here and you know that is your standard, do not come down for this person. It's an absolute no-go because you are going to jeopardize you at the end of it all.
Right.
So from what I...
Actually, like, I like where this topic is going. I like it.
Yeah, let's keep on. Let's keep on. Like, so... I said to you, I've been practicing this whole thing. And... like I said, whenever we settle for a person, most of the times we're not going to be happy. Let's be real.
To be fair.
Because I don't know what happens during that period of you settling once. I feel like some men test you on that. I feel like they start adding even more shit to the list. And then all you know is you're fully in love. And because you settled already... You keep settling until there's nothing less of you anymore.
And then you're too deep into it that when you finally at some point realize and you want to take charge, it becomes a problem. It becomes you being rude, you being naggy.
Yeah, you're crazy. You're crazy.
Okay.
Yeah.
So let's hold that thought because like there's so much on that we should talk about. Let's go back to the first topic about the girl. What are you gonna do if you're the girl?
Are you gonna forgive him
and allow it? Are you gonna want to make him pay? What are you gonna do?
If I can make him pay 110%.
Bear in mind, the other girl don't know you exist, though.
I know. But we now need to be queens in this case. Like, we can't make them. It's already a mess. What's the point of you now going up to the baby mother? To the wife and be like, oh, this is what he's been doing with me and da da da. There's no point. Leave it as it is.
To be fair, because it's not her fault that he's with you.
No, has got nothing to do with her.
Yeah.
And guess what? You now going up to her, she's going to be the one that's hurting the most, not him.
To be honest.
Do you understand?
Plus, there's an innocent baby coming too, so that's quite sensitive.
It's a mess. So on that note, please keep your pride together. I know it's hard, but keep your pride together. Keep you together and make him pay. And if he doesn't pay, it's still not the end of the world. Try your hardest. It is not the end of the world. Let's be real here. Because really and truly, it's about you. So what you then have to do is just cut everything off. And just, in the long run, try your hardest to forgive him. Because forgiving this person is the hardest part.
I think that's where your healing starts from. When you forgive, even without being asked to forgive.
Exactly. Because once you're on the other side, trust me, you just laugh about whatever's happened. There will be a day you sit there and just look up in the sky and thank God for going through what you had to go through. Because I believe that there's so many things that we go through in life, which we're meant to go through it. We're meant to go through it because God is not done with us.
To be fair.
He's he's not done with us. So just go through whatever you need to go through. Obviously, don't be stupid now. Mm-hmm. But if you had to go through this, then you have to go through it. Mm-hmm. And once you come out at the end of the tunnel, trust me, you're going to be a completely new person, mm-hmm. stronger than ever, happier than ever, unbreakable.
To be fair. It's just getting out is just the most difficult
part. It's the hardest thing yeah. to
do. Like I will always say, when you get to that point of break, two things are involved. You either come out 10 times stronger and better, mm-hmm. or you go down the drain.
Yep.
There's no in between, to be honest.
There is no in between. There is no in between.
Personally, if I was the girl, I'm sorry, I'm a petty person sometimes, and I like my being petty sometimes. Honest to God,
I mean, nothing wrong with being aware of yourself.
To drag the mm-hmm. baby and no. the mom because they have no business with what's going on.
Of course not.
But
of course not.
If I'm gonna be petty, honest to God, I'll just wait for a very good day. Maybe he's having his anniversary or I don't know.
Just pop round.
And I'll just pop round, you know, say hello to his mom, the dad, the girl's mom, the girl's dad. I don't even need to see the girl. I'll just say hello to the parents and tell them, oh, this is what's going on. And before I do that, I'll make sure I see him, say hello to him, and drag him to his parents and say it in front of him and wait for him to deny. Then I'll just walk away. And leave you to handle your bullshit. I'm sorry, but that's being petty. But yeah, that's it. Peace
that
and
that would have been been a mad one.
So last episode, I gave a little bit of a story about this friend of mine who's with this manipulative guy. Very narcissistic, and I'm sure she's going to listen to this, and I hope she learns a thing or two, and I hope she's able to get out of it as soon as possible.
Bless her.
So she's with this guy, and literally the guy controls everything she does. They're not married, they're in a relationship, and their relationship is probably barely 6-5 months.
Oh, so it's a fresh one.
Yep.
Okay.
She doesn't go anywhere without his permission. If she picks calls while she's with him and it's a guy, is a problem. He wants to check her phone, who she's calling, who she's texting to. He wants to know her friends. When she's going for a wedding or a bridal shower of her friend, she has to tell him. If he says no, that's it. If he says yes, she can't wear makeup except she's with him. She can't go to the pool to link up with her friend.
And she does everything?
Yeah, she does. That's how bad it is. How like old her is she? Sisters.
If I may ask.
It's probably in her 20s.
Yeah, but mid-20s
actually. You know the best part of the story is her sisters know how narcissistic this guy is, and they despise him so much, and they literally worst parts in fact, he's stingy. He doesn't give her money. He's a very wealthy guy. He's got connections, but he doesn't want her to work.
He does on purpose then.
Yeah.
So wait. So wait, he's stingy with his money, giving her. He's got money. Mm-hmm. And what was the last bit that you said?
He's got money. He's got connections in terms of she's not working. She's trying to get a job, but he doesn't.
So wait. And he doesn't want her to work either.
Yeah, because of his insecurity.
But he's not giving her money.
Yeah, he's not.
That's
not the best part. Relax. The best part is he's texting this girl in his office and she's read their messages, which obviously doesn't seem like a friendly conversation, but he's trying to justify his wrongs or rights and be like, oh, you know, there's so many girls texting me like this. She's not the first girl. Plus, she's just, you know, trying to justify his wrongs, basically.
She's okay with it.
I've tried.
I know, you know, you've not even reached at the end yet. I know. She needs to get out now.
I've tried to convince her otherwise, but yo, at the end of the day, there'll be a status.
She's lost herself already.
Yo.
But it's going to go somewhere even deeper, honestly.
Mm-hmm. The worst part is, after I have a conversation with her and try to convince her otherwise, 2 hours later, there's a status up on her DP being like, oh, not even the devil can separate us. I'm like, okay.
Is that love? What I'm saying, we women sometimes can be very, very stupid, yeah?
To be honest.
And please believe, we can be our own devils as well. Sometimes the devil's minding its own business. and had nothing to do with anything. Because guess what? We've got choices.
That's
here.
A fact.
We've got
That's
choices here.
That's a fact.
The devil was minding his business, so this one is literally red flag hitting you left, right, center, up, down.
Every angle.
As in every angle.
Every single angle. And she's not seeing it. So
any relationship that is for you will never be toxic. This one is.
I know, right?
It's beyond poisonous.
So I had two feedbacks on this topic when I posted it, when I uploaded the episode. And one was from a guy who said, it's love.
It's bullshit. Sorry.
He literally
from the guy side. The guy said,
love cannot be toxic. This is every shade of toxic. It doesn't make, like, are you for you to say that this is what you can do, obviously, and you're obviously
not
toxic,
about what you can do. This is what he will do. No,
to be
can
honest,
do.
Like,
he's probably even done worse.
It's okay.
Sorry, I don't even know him, but you know, come on, my guy. You're a grown boy. This is not love.
No.
Okay. If this is how your father treated your mother, listen.
To be honest,
it's definitely not love. Not love.
The second one was from this friend of mine who's like, hear this, that guy in your story, he loves himself, he is demanding every bit of what he wants. The argument whether he's narcissistic is subjective, because somewhere in earth there's a woman who wants her partner to be that much concerned about her. She needs to define what she wants and go get exactly that or nothing, no matter what it will cost. YOLO. Pick a stand and accept the consequences, period. Most times we lie to ourselves that we have no choice. Lie. Phew, I feel guilty that I typed this long. I was just typing. So basically, what she's saying is, the guy, the way he is, there's some girl somewhere who would want her partner to be that way, which is okay. But for the fact that this particular girl is with him, she needs to know what she wants and she needs to go for which I have
That's
tried to tell her so many times.
But she doesn't know what she wants.
Obviously, she doesn't. Because, I mean, I don't know. I don't know if as much as it boils down to upbringing, to be honest.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes it's not upbringing. Yeah. It's not only just upbringing. This is sometimes... See, it's easy for me to sit here and be like, oh yeah, this, that, the other. I've been through certain things, mm-hmm. you know, and relating to that, mm-hmm. I can't just pinpoint. If something doesn't feel good to you, if something feels like it's literally breaking you to pieces, is she happy in it?
Of course she's not. Because if she was, she wouldn't be ranting to me.
And this is the rational. See, this is what I'm saying. When you're not in that situation, you're very rational. Mm-hmm. But when you're in that situation, she's lost already.
To be fair,
she doesn't know she doesn't know what's right and what's wrong right now. She does not have her own voice.
Do you know the funny thing is? I mean, I'm sure some people have been in this situation. I won't entirely judge her and be like,
judge her.
She doesn't.
No. We cannot ever do that. Ever.
Do you understand? Because
we cannot ever do
sometimes,
that.
Sometimes, I mean, I've been in that situation before. I'm sure some other girls or women have been in that situation before where
you're
trying all you can to just make them happy, forgetting how much. You know,
you are so unhappy.
Do you understand? And in that process, mm-hmm. you lose yourself. Yeah. And before you realize it, it's already too late. And then you have to fight with your inner devil and, you know, try and overcome whatever it is you've dragged yourself into.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I think it's different when you have someone who has been in that situation and tries to convince you otherwise. But like they will say, love is blind, but to be
love
honest,
is super duper
is it
blind.
Really love?
See, this is what I'm saying. I feel like this one is majorly, like, I would say love and attachment. Because let's just see the thing here. I feel like if you're not attached to someone, mm-hmm. you are very quick to be like, you know what, F you, and you move on. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense? Mm-hmm. But if you're attached to this one person, mm-hmm. where are you going next? You're not even looking that side.
To be fair.
You know?
To be fair.
Or maybe it's a different scenario, i.e. he's the only one that's giving you this much attention in your life.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Does that make... Because I've got a friend and she's in the same predicament. Hers is a bit worse, but with hers, it's 80% attachment.
Mm.
You know? And they mistake that for love.
Mm. I mean, I think that comes down to self-love, like we were talking about.
Yes, it does. It does. Because
to be honest, you see this life, some people have to go learn the hard way. How to love themselves.
Yeah. Yep.
Some people naturally.
I'm guilty. That's the reason why I'm talking so much.
To be honest, I'm also very, very freaking guilty. And I'm still in the process of understanding self-love and trying to appreciate myself more than anything else. And to be honest, with the kind of society we are in, I think most women every day are getting more woke and they understand what it feels like.
I hope so. Really, for some reason,
I want to believe too.
I really don't see that happening. I really don't.
Mm.
I feel like there are a lot of girls out there, unfortunately, who are making these boys so comfortable. Because you need to see this way. There's so many men out there that are so comfortable sitting where they are. They know fully well, oh, I like this girl. But they would never, ever make a move. And guess what will happen? One of these girls will come and then, you know, force themselves onto them.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So, of course, if you've been having this type of experience, you don't run after chicks. Chicks come to you.
Mm-hmm. True.
You know?
True.
To the point where when they do meet someone that they really like, they missed the opportunity.
Yeah, because you don't know what it feels like.
Yeah, and the girl's like, no, I was raised better than that, or I know better than that, so I'm not going to make the first step. I'm not going to, you know, move to you.
Mm-hmm.
Mm, but, hey, whether they miss out on, it's their own business. Some of them don't even see it as missing out, so...
Yeah. I mean, I was speaking to this friend of mine yesterday. We're talking about relationship and all that stuff. And... The question was, I can't remember the basis of our conversation, but I know it has to do with relationship. And so basically, the theme of the conversation was, is love enough to hold a relationship or marriage?
No, personally, it's not.
I agree with you, it's not. But she was trying to justify that it's enough. Love is literally the major thing that keeps relationship together. And I gave her example of my parents, and I'm like, my parents are going to be 40 years in marriage this year. I mean, I'm sure there's a bit of love somewhere between the both of them.
Oh, definitely.
But what I see, what I can see, is friendship.
Mm-hmm.
Do you understand? There's this I don't know how to describe friendship, but you can see this unbreakable bond of friendship between them, where it's a thing where no matter how crazy you are, I'm still going to have your back.
Mm-hmm.
Even if you don't want to speak to me, I will still talk to you. Kind of friendship.
Yeah.
You know, they might not completely trust each other, but there's a bit of trust.
Yeah.
You understand? So basically, I personally feel love fades. It fades away. All those Romeo and Juliet fairy tale love. I don't know if that shit still exists. And she's like, it does. I'm like,
I believe it does exist though.
Hmm.
I honestly believe it does exist. You know, but I feel like, you know, love, when you get older, it transforms to something different.
I think that's what I'm saying. It fades off.
I wouldn't necessarily call it fade. There's still going to be love there, but it's probably going to be shown differently or treated differently.
What's your definition of love? Let me start from there.
Charlie, seriously? Oh, ha. I can't explain love.
But what do you mean by what would you mean? Like, what do you think it is?
To me, it just feels selfless, you know, vulnerable. Like, it's just a whole bunch of emotions together. Good emotions. Mm-hmm. You know, you wanting to care, you wanting to be there. Like, actually, I wouldn't know how to explain.
I think that boils down to, I feel the best way to be able to understand what love is when you start with yourself.
110%. How you treat yourself will reflect on how, the friendships that you keep around you, mm-hmm. the person that you're going to, you understand, of course.
And that will also determine the kind of people you attract.
I think so, yeah.
Because to be fair, I agree. It's just like someone who, you know, maybe I'm wearing this very wretched looking ass t-shirts, very rumpled and, you know, unkempt, and I wear it out. What kind of people do you think are going to want to speak to me on the road? It's going to be crazy crackheads.
Okay.
Imagine.
I see what you mean.
You understand?
Yeah.
Wearing a very weird ass looking gown that hasn't been ironed in God knows how long. My hair is looking like I got shocked by an electric.
But then again, see this what I'm saying, yeah? To be fair, you never know, because majority of crackheads might come next to you and be like, my friend. But then there might be some people out there that might look at you and be like, oh my gosh.
But the percentage is going to be very low.
It's going to be low. Yeah. It's going to, the society we live in is going to be low.
That's a fact. That's just what I'm trying. I mean, of course, it's just like where you hear the story of maybe a house girl who got married to this very wealthy man, you know, not because he loved her for the way she looked, because of her heart and all that fairy tale stories. I get it, but it's going to take at least out of 10, it's going to take like 8.5 crazy men to come to her before that rich guy found her.
Definitely.
So to be honest, how you treat yourself, the universe listens.
Very
how you
true.
Treat yourself is what is going to, you know, what the universe will push to you.
That's a fact.
But if you carry yourself, why do you think, I mean, this is my own opinion, I'm sure everybody else have theirs, but why do you think billionaires' children always end up marrying billionaires' children? The percentage of billionaire children that marry, you know, people from the average class or even, you know, the lower class is very low. If you put it on a scale of 1 to 10, it's probably like 1% or 2% out of 100, to be honest. Yeah. It's not like they can't marry people from average class or anything. But because of how they've been groomed, because of what they know, you know, the lifestyle they have, it's going to be a bit difficult for them to adjust to the average class. Not because they can't or they don't want to.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like a Muslim who, you know, you're born a Muslim all your life. This is all you've known.
Mm-hmm.
Then you meet a Christian guy who you love and you want to marry him, and you have to adapt to Christianity. I mean, it's going to take a while.
I get your point.
Yeah, and I'm sure most of them don't want to go through that stress of having to, I'll have just breakfast, I won't eat till dinner kind of lifestyle. It's just easier for them to, you know, marry off people who understand their lifestyle.
Yeah. I get it. I fully get it, because to be very honest with you,
mm-hmm.
It's a bit of my, you know, something that I experienced, but
mm-hmm.
it is quite important for me personally to date on my level. I can't date down. I don't ever want to date down,
to be honest.
You know, I'm not, and it's just like I said,
it's not that's the thing. It's no disrespect.
It's just
the standard you've created.
Standard,
you know, it's something you've, you know, groomed yourself to. You've seen. Of course, you've seen, you know, low days, but you've realized that's not what you want.
Not at all.
It's
not
easier
at all.
For you to be someone higher or on your level.
Rather on my level, please. Higher, I don't mind. That's a bonus. But on my level, no. I'm being so serious. From like intellectually to just other areas, I can't, because I tried it, you know, and it was just a whole, it was not like, I didn't like it. I wasn't happy. I wasn't 100% happy. Do you get what I'm trying to say?
Yeah.
I wasn't 100% happy, and to in the process as well, I felt like I was losing myself. I didn't know whether I fitted in, and of course I didn't fit in. Why am I trying to force my foot into a shoe that does not fit me? Come on. That's all I've got to say.
I totally get it. But yeah, self-love, yo, any woman out there that's going through some emotional crisis and all them crazy relationship talk where a man tells you what to do and what not to do, I mean, it's okay for you to have respect, but to be honest, you need to understand the respect is reciprocal. Yeah,
trust me.
I can't give you 100% respect and you're disrespecting me. It's not, it doesn't work. That's
at all.
It can't work. You're just going to look crazy. You're going to make me look mad, and I'm not mad.
That's a fact. That's a fact.
And if you let a man disrespect you to the extent where you have no say on anything and you're so scared to even start up a conversation with him, because that's how it starts, and all of a sudden you can't even come, like you literally have to think about the conversation before you even start it. Seriously?
You're breaking yourself. Yeah, you're baby breaking
girl,
yourself.
You are losing yourself, and you won't even realize until you are totally gone.
From the time you have to think about what you're going to say, you're lost.
You're lost.
Lost. And trust and believe, that heartbreak is not worth someone, or is not worth over someone who does not know how to wipe their bum clean. And that is, I'm just being very,
it's a fact. Thoughtful. It's a fact at all. Because honestly,
these people are not perfect. And they are messing up constantly. Constantly.
Of course.
Yet they're trying to keep you in check. It's not worth it. You deserve better.
To be honest.
No one has to tell you that.
Mm-hmm. And is there anything you realize? I realized, yo, this age and time, my girl, if a guy ain't treating you right, you need to allow it.
Just bounce
and
it.
You
just
need
bounce
to know.
It.
See, I think it starts from you knowing what you want.
It's a 110%.
You need to know what you want. Are you okay with him treating you wrong? Are you okay with him yelling at you? Are you okay with him not listening to you when you're upset or giving you a tone that you don't like? Are you okay with it? If you are, then good and
stay
fine.
There.
I wish you the best. But if not, I'm very sure you know now you deserve better, to be honest. And life isn't that hard. Honestly, this is 2020. Like, the world is changing every day. At this point in time, the only reason why you should cry, should either be about money or your card getting declined. Anything else, I beg, sip on some wine and keep it moving. Ain't nobody got tears to be wasting around, honestly.
Serious?
No guy, I mean, no guy is worth your tears.
They're really not. They're
if he's
really
not your brother or your father, please save that tears. If you go cry on me inside buckets, use and distribute water to every other person. People will not get water, honestly. Like, why waste it? And if you're going to break up with any guy, and if you're going to cry because you're breaking up, make sure he sends you money before you guys break up.
Now
do you understand?
Come on, girls, you need to get something out of it. You cannot,
for damage.
Come on, exactly. I was about to say, that money is to wipe your tears away, get your hair done, your nails done. You're looking cute for the next person.
Do you understand? He
you
needs
cannot,
to pay for damages.
You
so if he's going to break
raggedy.
Up with you, make sure. I know it's hard because you have a bit of love for him.
Yeah.
But baby girl, collect your money for damages because you might not be seeing that money again. Do you understand?
But you see some excuse me to say, some relationships have been so mediocre to the point where early on from the relationship, the person's not giving them money.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, if your boyfriend that is not treating you well at all is stingy with you already, I'll just say you just need to start preparing yourself
for the worst.
For a life where you just have to move on without no money transfer, nothing. It's like, you know what, fine, we're no more, block and delete, and you move on with nothing,
to be honest,
which is very painful,
to be honest.
Which is very painful.
Well, you know what, so, how can you live through a stingy relationship though? This is me. I'm sorry, I don't do stingy. My friends are not stingy. I don't have, like, it. I don't, if you're stingy, please keep it moving. how can you have money and be stingy? I don't get it.
Okay.
If you see, for all those people who are stingy, make I let you know now. Say if you die, your money will follow you into grave. So you better do yourself a favor and share the money around. Let it go around. Let everybody be happy. Don't go back.
I'm dying.
Don't you don't share them. You have money and you cannot spend it. What's going on?
No, but see here, this is what I'm saying. As much as we like to, you know, talk to the guys and be like, excuse me, what are you doing? This, that, look, we as women need to realize that that's the first sign that the guy don't give a damn about you. You can look raggedy as hell, and he wouldn't give a damn.
That's a fact.
Because, I mean, excuse me to say, if he doesn't care for your mental state, he will not care how you end up looking like.
That's a fact.
Do you understand? So keep your mental health in check, babes. If you know this man is just wasting your time, and excuse me to say, just invites you to his house, and then you end up open legs.
As in.
And what? And then what else?
Nothing.
Oh, you guys go out. You guys will go out, and you'll be paying half. You'll be paying your.
If that's if he even takes you out, so even pay half. You try. If you don't end up going to see him after having sex. And you end up maybe offering you a drink or a glass of juice. Not the whole juice. So they not go even give you the full carton. Now half you go put inside glass, give you maybe drink and you go. Are you seriously? No. Are you joking?
It's a no.
And I have a few things to say. This is for the men especially. You see all you men that think you have sense. You lead a girl on, tell her how much you love her. Regardless of how much she's telling you to leave her alone, you still want to form a Titanic. You'll be telling her the love story, I cannot leave without you. Cock. And after she now falls for you, you now leave her.
It's
a fire. That's one. You see all these men, you have money, but yet. You are dating a very fine girl. When you met her, you're looking all peng and shit. Looking all she's saying foul, shaprapra. You're looking nice and sweet.
You don't want to add.
Wait now.
Sorry.
You now went to meet her. And she's fine like that. You now refuse to spend money. VIP tickets to her fire.
That's a fact.
Then you now see all these broke men. I don't want to be very vulgar. I don't want to use foul languages. But you see all these broke.
Oh no, but I think broke has summarized everything. Go ahead.
See, you see all these broke guys. You don't have money. We are looking for finding.
Let them get upset. Let them get upset.
What is your aim in life? Are you trying to warn me?
Now you overstepped the mark. Now you overstepped the mark. Okay? Baby girl, this is the reason why there are men out there that will be forming fake life, fake lifestyle, what's it called? Going to the gym to look extra handsome and everything. And they'll be lying.
But your pocket is empty. What is your aim in life?
No, what I'm saying is, this is because they don't have it, they will look like it, get it, and then bounce.
Don't get me wrong, yeah? It's okay if you don't have money, yeah? Now, I'm not talking about the regular guys who are trying their best to be okay in life. No.
You're those actually guys, talking about waste men.
I'm talking about waste men. You know those married men?
There's broke there, and then there's waste men.
Nah. You see all them young guys? You don't have so much. You're not driving an expensive car. But you're trying your best to be okay, and you want to have a girlfriend who's pretty. Why not?
Yeah, but you're still broke.
You're broke. But to a certain level, you and your girlfriend will have an understanding. Because, I mean, before she will say yes for you, you know, she knows you're not exactly rich.
That's a fact.
Those guys, you guys are on another level. I'm talking of all those waste men, one. They know those, especially the married men.
Oh, my God.
We get wife and picking for a house. You know, call them money. You call the fine girl, we hot, we fine, we get fine body.
I don't understand.
Village people located you?
I don't know.
I'm a bit confused. What is... Well, then when the girl now asks you for money...
You want to now... Okay, let me let you talk.
No, go ahead. Because I'm sure
I'm very sure you've got the right words.
When the girl now asks you for money, you now be... St- stammering and telling her how your bank stopped working and how your ATM card goes and how your kilo shit. Did anybody force you?
No one. No one. None of us. None of us.
See, you see, no. You men, especially me and Bridget, I'm sure we're gonna have a topic for you people in particular another day.
I don't have words for these people. Because... But to be fair, to be honest with you, the only thing I'm gonna, I know people will attack me now, and that's fine.
Who gives a shit?
But oh, I'm still gonna say whatever I need to say. You guys weren't raised right. Excuse me to say, your parents failed you miserably. You know, and then on top of that, life itself. You guys didn't take shit from life. Because I believe your parents will teach you first. If you don't, sometimes, you know, people still go out, you know, they go out in life and, you know, life has to teach them and then they straighten up real quick. Good on you. You know, that's good on you. You learn on your own. It's hard, but you don't. You did do what you needed to do. That's it. But the ones that refuse to learn and still be acting like crazy idiots in their late 20s, 30s, 40s, even 50s? This is just wow.
Wow.
You guys, I just hope and pray that you guys will have girls. Actually, I wish you guys don't even get any children. Because you guys will not be fit to teach these children anything.
To be honest.
And they should not suffer for your own dumb shit. So,
to be honest.
That's a fact. I don't wish you guys children at all. Because
you can't be having so much baggage going on in your life and you want to be able to raise a daughter. Like, what are you going to teach
know
her?
Some of them are so dumb. They don't even know.
Why are you going to teach your sons?
They don't know.
To be honest.
That's what I'm saying. They don't know. They're just passing on this, I don't know, this curse.
It's crazy.
That's what they're doing.
It's crazy.
And then think about it this way, because from what I've seen, women are the ones that tend to raise all these children.
To be
you know, a woman will be sweating her tears, working, training,
and you're still going to grow up well. Her.
And then this is how you might meet, you know, the woman's daughter or whatever, and just completely F her over. I don't understand. Are you really the stupid?
It's crazy.
Go and pay a prostitute. There are so many women that are out there that just want to have fun. You know, sometimes you guys bring your egos a bit down. You don't have to get who you really want. If you don't want to marry her, you don't have to do it.
Like, just allow it.
Woman go trauma free.
Don't block her blessings. Like, don't block her from someone who's gonna treat her like a queen.
It's just so sad.
It's not that deep.
Honestly, like,
for the fact that
some of these men are looking at another Ghanaian woman or another Nigerian woman, like. Have you forgotten that your mum is Nigerian? Have you forgotten that your sister's Nigerian? Do you understand? Like
you've
don't got, you pity these
you've
women
got
at
women
all?
In your life. Like, you've got mothers, you've got sisters.
Jeez.
Like, I don't know, man. I don't know.
The reason why, see, when a woman now does what she's doing, you guys now want to be crying.
I see.
Like, make it make sense. You cannot expect peace from a woman when you're not giving peace.
I know, right?
Are you stupid?
Like, you're like, literally disrespecting her every way possible. And you expect her to just be like, oh, it's okay, it's fine. Are you serious?
And then the wife that's at home has given birth to your beautiful children. And you don't have the mind to... You don't have the common sense to go home and train your children to do better in life.
No.
Anyway, you can't do because you yourself are no good. So,
yes. Yeah. Seriously? I mean, no disrespect to the good men out there, but you see, you men, I know what I'm talking about right now.
God bless you guys.
Your ticket has customized, your name is customized on your ticket. VVIP, FIR Street.
Oh, no. I thought you're talking about the good men.
The good men. See, God will continue to uplift you guys and make you the best of husbands, brothers, uncles, fathers, to your wives, your sisters, your daughters.
Because they have literally crossed out so many generational curses.
Yeah.
And honestly.
You see, you men. I cannot keep your libido in one place. One nigga.
Why?
Yeah, we use good. to crest your name on your ticket. You don't know anything. So anyways, B, do you have any last things you want to say to them girls out there?
Nothing to say apart from, baby girls, you guys are amazing. You guys are beautiful. You guys deserve the world. Don't let no man on this planet Earth tell you otherwise.
Mm-hmm.
Because the God that created you perfectly. That's in His image. You are perfect with your flaws. You know, there's always room for improvement.
Mm-hmm.
If you feel like you've got certain flaws that you don't like, that's fine. And that's even a bonus because you're self-aware. You know, and you want to get better. And the ultimate goal in life is to get better. You know, and one thing that I just want to say is that keep loving you. Mm-hmm. Keep doing you. Trust me, the right man will actually locate you. That's and be like, fun. I want this woman. This is the one that I want. They need us. We are the prize.
Mm-hmm.
Do you understand? We don't even have to lift a finger. Don't ever run after no man. Ever.
That's a fact.
It's forbidden. We don't do that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know? But all the same, just love yourself. Just love yourself to the ultimate. Mm. If you can, love yourself to the point where no man can ever love you. Because mm-hmm. even if that great man comes into your life and he disappoints you slightly, trust me, it's not going to affect you that mm-hmm. much.
That's a fact. But yeah, guys, like I always say, Omo, this life, you know, I know they get as a bill, but life no hard. Honestly, man.
That's a fact.
Don't sober yourself up too much in a relationship.
We make life harder for us.
To be honest, that you forget how pretty you are. And if for any reason,
baby girl,
a man makes you feel less of yourself and you're so distraught and you start to cry, I beg, do yourself a favor. Yeah? Put on some nice, sexy gown. Or mm-hmm. bump shirt or t-shirt. Just look nice. Stand in front of the mirror. Get yourself
in
a
the
glass
mirror,
of wine.
Girls. In
Play
the mirror.
Play some good music and cheers to the good life. Because it only gets better, to be honest.
That's a fact. That's
it
a fact.
Only gets better. I know it's going to be hard. Getting out is the hardest part. This is coming from someone with experience. But trust me. Yeah? It only gets better. Like I always tell
people. End of the tunnel. Hey.
Then go say God, now God. Honestly, that's where I'm going to leave it as. Don't forget there's a God and you didn't get to where you are on your own. Like you literally got there with the help of God. So trust in Him, believe in Him, and best believe. See, when you start chopping life, you say, if you don't go remember the cry, we even cry.
And no, you will not.
To be honest, but yeah. It was nice having you around, Bridget. Thank you so much
for being here. Thank you for having me.
Thank you guys for listening to our rants. We appreciate you guys. Have a great week, I guess, a weekend. Yeah. Stay safe. Yeah. Stay healthy. Sanitize. Wear your mask. If you don't get wear mask, if you run pant or something, I don't know. Just stay safe. Thank you guys. Have a great evening. Cheers. Bye.
Bye.